in the face of like all these things happening at the same time, right? What do you see, like the performance of music? What do you see that? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Having the music leave the boxes all across the country. And I work at a big box. I work at a couple of them. And that's what I try to have my students realize. It's like, this ain't even the destination. It ain't even the destination for me right now. It's where I am currently. But the ideas I see around it, don't consider music to be only in a music venue. And I think I try to spend time watching and collaborating, which is why I hold my hand out so frequently to people like Georgia, is because the kind of brilliance that exists outside of the boxes that sometimes I'm in is way more impactful in reaching people, which I think is what all of our ancestors want us to do. Reach people and then create people. Like, whatever the thing that holds us in place, holds us in place. You know, the beat is two things. It's a mantra and it's a grid to keep you in line. But the next step, I don't know. For me, in just looking at music history, the next step, it lets go of the thing that used to be the strongest.
I feel you on that, like, 1,000, because I can't let go of that. I want to see people breakdancing. Like, it's just such a beautiful art form. People commit their lives to and stuff, and then now, like, it's not even, like, no atmosphere for that. It's, like, it's real deep.
Well, that, you know, like, so that's jazz. I mean, like, dancing. That's jazz history, right? Like, watching people who used to do all that swing dance stuff, all of that invention.
It's like
that 20 years later, kind of is there. The history shows us what's going to happen. It shows us how it gets monetized. It shows us how it gets sold, how it gets, you know, mistreated, how it gets replanted and refaced, change the face on it, shoot the nose off of it, right? Change the audience of it, you know?
The whole vibe.
The whole thing.
Till it's unrecognizable, to where even our own folk be like, no, that ain't our music. I mean, I think that's the part that really shocks me to death to this very day. When somebody will listen to somebody like Ella Fitzgerald or like Sarah something, go like, yo, you sound white. And like, you know, really, really get that impression, like that these people weren't origin, you know, like these people aren't the origin of that sound, you know, you like really originating, you know?
Originating, yes,
It's really, really something. But I mean, to me, I feel like, you know, there's enough evidence out here about the fractal nature of Black culture. We've just been here a very long time. You know what I mean? So it's like things echo after what we do. But I say, like, you know, as the echoes of humanity after Black folk, like all after all that thing, if we are in pain, that pain gonna emanate through everyone too.
Whew.
So it's good. It's a good thing to treat us right. It's a good thing to search yourself for how that might look and how that might be, how that might sound, and using your platforms like these to treat Black folks incredibly well, because that treatment and those feelings will proliferate back out into the peoples of the world, it just feels like a fractal model, you know what I mean? And like the tree that we have is known by its roots right now, you know what I'm saying? And we the roots of the people. Like right now, it's just like, it's really an ultimatum that's presenting its own self. It's not something that we present in people. It's just, it's presenting its own self, you know what I'm saying? Until Black people are loved, until we can, in our own people, show love to all of our people and our people, to all of our sisters, all of our transgender community, our Black people, because we're all getting killed right now. Like, all of us is getting warped. If not emotionally, if not infrastructurally, there's a lot of things going on. It's like, you know, we're going to have to just love each other a whole lot more, acknowledge each other a whole lot more in respect to the musics that do that within their infrastructure, which is jazz music, does that. Jazz music says, I hear you, I'm responding to you. I see you, person. I hear you. And let me put something on what you said, because I hear what you said. You know, we have music like that, that functions on that level. You know, why not celebrate the people who are really using it to its fullest capacity, man? Mm-hmm. And we can have tones that articulate that, maybe the matter will follow that. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
We need this. We need people to unplug off of like whatever's trending. You know what I mean? Like, cause the last thing I want to see right now, let's get whooped up this last time, right? You know, all these people getting whooped up, getting killed. Mm-hmm. This is the world we're living in, man. So I think it's just time for us to just like all the institutions that really don't care about the music that completely can address that. It's just time to do something different. Why not bet on the music of your soul? Why not bet on that?
Mm-hmm.
We at the very end of the story right now. We at the very end. I mean, in my mind, I don't even know if I'm pessimistic, optimistic. It's just, it is what it is. It's like, it's what it is, man. So you better sing all the harmonies like your life depend on it. You better do it like the last show of your life.